is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio here on the Word of Mom Media Network. I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here week after week, show after show, breaking those myths that mompreneurs and businesswomen, especially those of us working from home, you know, that we're just dabbling in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're not. We are smart, we are savvy, and we are sharing the wisdom of women in business and in life. And I'm excited to be bringing today's guest here on the Mompreneur Model Show. Nicole Wright is a finance professional, a wife, mom, and now an entrepreneur from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's the founder of Citrell Beauty. Nicole was inspired to start her own business after watching the entrepreneurs in her own family. While the beauty industry has a wide selection of products, Nicole believes it's time to add her own innovations that are free from harsh chemicals to the mix. Nicole is passionate about making all individuals feel beautiful in their own skin by providing products that allow them to showcase their personalities. And I love that. So with that being said, Nicole, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Thank you.
I'm excited to have you here, and I want you to take us on your journey. Because how do you go from finance pro to let me start a beauty line?
Yes. Yes, it's been a crazy ride so far, but yeah, to be honest, I basically thought about doing my own business for a while. It just took me a while to actually get there because of all the procrastination on my side, worrying about too much, you know, what's going on with owning my business. I understand it's a lot that you have to do when you're on your own, but just really thinking of all the hardships and maybe if people like my products. You know, what do people think, that type of situation? And then plus is dealing with, like, can I really take on more than what I already deal with right now? So just really more me just really saying, okay, you know what, let me just go ahead and put forth effort to actually start doing my own business. So that's where Citrell came about. And Citrell basically is named after my two boys. So just a combination of their names, Samuel and Dontrell. So I just combined those two. Citrell definitely wouldn't be here if they weren't being able to combine their names and use them as inspiration in creating my business has been a great opportunity so far. Yes, I am a small business and I've been around for like a few years now and still growing and learning as I go along, but so far it's been pretty good experience. So I'm definitely glad I finally decided to make that leap.
In your bio, I was reading that you have some inspiration from family members that are entrepreneurs. You know, it's funny, we talk about it that very often, unless you come from an entrepreneurial family, when you tell your family you're starting a business, they're like, are you out of your mind? So was your family kind of like, well, it's about time. What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, yes, it was like more the fact, yeah, it's about time you really decide to go out there and take your own step. I mean, but yeah, I mean, for me, it was just scary because I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, I love the fact, yes, I could be my own boss. So I can really take more control and have ownership of it. So it's nice to have that, but just, yeah, watching from the sidelines and helping other people out, yes, it's nice to do that, but really taking on something on my own is really more, I like it. So, I mean, it's not like I'm afraid of doing more work, because I mean, I understand it's my business, and I got to make sure it's the way I want it to be. So whenever it comes down to it, I can have a team, but at the same time, I got to make sure everything's right the way I want it to be, and make sure I can work along with my team and they understand what I want. So really, yeah, I had basically the help, the support from my family. So that has been great, and I definitely enjoy that. If I didn't have their support, yeah, I wouldn't probably even be doing what I'm doing right now.
As entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, very often you think the people who are going to support you the most and be there the most for you
Yes.
Sometimes aren't. And so, many of the women that are listening to our show don't have that luxury. They're the ones I lived through. When are you going to quit this? To when are you going to grow your business big enough to hire us? So I have lived all of the, you know, there's it's so many edges to the sword. It's not just the top and bottom. It cuts all the way through. Yeah. So for you, what do you want to share? People that are out there that may not have the family support, what kind of advice and encouragement do you want to give those?
Yeah, I definitely just want to make sure that they're always pushing themselves. And like, don't give up. They're always going to be naysayers. So there'll always be somebody who's not going to be there supporting you, whether it's friends, family, whoever. They can always say like, yeah, I don't think you should bother trying. It's not going to go anywhere. I just say, just keep moving forward, pushing yourself. Just be motivated. I mean, you have to. You can't let anybody deter you from your path. Just always stay focused. And definitely find yourself a circle, because it's not hard. There are other people that you could find that really have the same mindset as you do, just to help you progress along with your journey. So just always have yourself surrounded by people who are definitely positive and willing to help and support you along your path.
Who's in your circle?
Definitely my husband and my kids. So, so really have them pushing me every day.
That's a great circle to have.
Yes.
That really is. You know, I can remember as our products were developing and I would get something new in, we have a line of clear bags and backpacks, and my kids were like, yeah, mom, they're really cool, but I'm not carrying a clear bag unless somebody tells me I have to. And then we started our sports line. And so I would get sparkling cider when our first set of samples would come in, and our duffel bag, our gym bag, and our baseball bag came in, and all three of my kids were like, now those are cool. My oldest was like, I'll take the duffel bag. That one took the gym bag. And my daughter used that baseball bag, I think, for 4 seasons. Okay. And she actually outgrew the bag because she was so tall. She was a catcher. So her equipment wouldn't fit. But the bag I still have. And it was so funny. I was like, okay, I have developed something cool enough that my kids will use. That's when I knew, okay. You know, but it is. It's kind of fun as they're there being your cheerleaders. And not for nothing, you have a husband and 2 sons.
Yes.
So for them to be encouraging your beauty product line, how fun is that?
Yes, it's definitely been helpful. So yeah, I understand. I mean, even though I named the business after my boys, yes, it's a beauty line. and right now it's more geared towards women. So I mean, it's not like I have any products that's for men yet, but eventually down the road, I will do that. But just the fact of really just having like the cosmetics and the makeup line and just really starting that out. And my boys were even fine with it. I even asked them before I even named the business, I'm like, do you guys mind me naming the beauty line behind you, guys? And they were like, that's fine. So they didn't have a problem with it.
They're walking around going, I'm so handsome. I'm naming a beauty line after me. So speaking
as my person, like, okay, let's put some makeup on. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, I have other people. I have sisters, so I can do that with them. It's a friend, some female friends.
In speaking of products, I want to talk about the lip scrub.
Okay.
But I love that Nicole sent me a couple of different samples. A nail polish, a lovely lip gloss, and this sugar lip scrub. And my daughter was like, a sugar lip scrub? What is this? I was like, I will let you know after I ask Nicole. So why a sugar lip scrub? And what is it?
A sugar lip scrub is in the name itself. So it's not but sugar, and then it's various types of oils that you add to it. And for mine, I basically just add like some sweet almond oil and coconut oil to mine to add more moisturizer. So it basically just helps exfoliate the skin of your lips. So make sure that you still get some hydration with that and get rid of the dead skin and so forth. So it's good to apply that before you apply any type of lip product, whether it's a lipstick, lip gloss, and so forth. So just really try to help make sure your lips stay nice and fresh as well. I mean, just like you do with your skin itself, you want to make sure your lips are good as well, so they're not dry or chapped.
Never thought about it. I use everything on my face is organic. I right from my decolletage up exfoliate and stuff. Never thought about my lip. Does it work with those little bitty lines that are there, or is it just hydrating and keeping your lips plump?
Yeah, that's all it's really doing, is hydrating and keep them nice and moist, and you know, just trying to make sure it doesn't stay dry. So yeah, so it helps out.
I have to say, that I have used it, and it's really the ingredients here. We have sugar, coconut oil, sweet almond oil, mica, and strawberry. Think about that.
No, you don't. That's such a nasty thing.
I'm serious. Let's face it. The beauty industry is a huge industry. And so to find a way to break through in something is never going to be easy, but it's all about tenacity. And, you know, people start hearing about you and word of mouth. And more people, I think, want to shop small. They want to shop people that they know and local businesses and boutique products, because it's how we're going to really grow our economy. Everybody's going to be a Walmart and all of the stuff that's there. But it's the mom and pop shops that have to sustain our economy. And it's all of those products that go in them. So I really do. I love this. And again, I'm 60 years old, never heard of a lip scrub. I love that, because I commend you. It isn't easy in that industry to get a product that somebody goes, oh, never thought of it.
Yeah, no, I agree to that. I agree. There's a lot going on in this industry. So yes.
In deciding to enter this industry, how do you feel that Sutrell is a little different? What sets you apart?
I mean, what sets us apart definitely is just the fact of, I mean, one, yeah, we're a small business. It's basically gaining some recognition out there with the products that we offer. We're making sure that we can kind of hone in on the various types of ingredients that we know that people are interested in utilizing in their products. So I know a lot of people want to get away from all those bad chemicals and make sure they don't get any reactions to things. So definitely just try to make sure I have a product that people could definitely use for years and basically want to keep coming back to, you know, obtaining from me. So that's my end goal. And I mean, I'm definitely still growing as I go along. And then whenever I do get any like feedback from folks that they're asking for, or can you add like a certain shade or consider doing certain things like adding certain ingredients to a product and so forth? I mean, yes, I definitely make sure I try to take all that into consideration, figure out ways to definitely make the product better than what it was before. So I just go about it that way and try to stay on top of my game and continue to always do research, because this industry is ever changing. So it's always something going on and something different. Yes, I might not have the money like a lot of these large organizations do have to really start making different products. But at the same time, I'm slowly progressing and getting there and still making sure I have correct product that I know my consumers, the people that I attract right now, are interested in.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to say thank you to our sponsors, and we'll be right back on Word of Mom Radio.
Have you been curious about CBD? Maybe you heard it helps relieve stress and balance your body, but you're not sure where to start? The most important thing when you're thinking about CBD is choosing a brand you trust and feel confident in. Altwell is a high quality and effective CBD line. It's a family business with 4 generations in the wellness industry, and they poured all their experience, knowledge, and passion into making modern wellness attainable. Altwell uses only the highest quality, ethically grown hemp, carefully selected from Colorado farms. They triple test every product, and with every purchase, you can access a lab report so you can see exactly what you're getting. If you're new to CBD, a great place to start is with topicals like Altwell's balms and lotions to help ease achy muscles, and their serums to moisturize and brighten your skin. Altwell is offering Word of Mom listeners a special discount so you can try it for yourself. All you have to do is go to altwell.com and use code ALTWELLMOM at checkout for 25% off your first purchase. Exclusions apply.
She is brave. She is strong. She is you, because you're that woman who's got a product or a service that you're looking to promote, or you're out there seeking to support other women in business. Mompreneur marketers are here to help women learn, network, and build the businesses of their dreams, because when you win, we win.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than 1 in 4 children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Don't let the name fool you, because stadiumbags.com has a line of clear bags that enable you to use your phone and your smart devices without removing them from your bag. Not only that, but the product is so good it'll stand up to the cleaning solvents that you need to use now to make sure that when you come home safely. So take a look at stadiumbags.com. You'll see why we're your clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking with Nicole Wright, who is the founder of Citrell Beauty. So I'm going to ask you, what keeps you motivated as you continue to build this brand and this legacy?
What keeps me motivated? Just the fact of, to me, to be honest, it's kind of fun. Just try to figure out the different shades and, you know, figure out what I'm going to do next. So it's kind of interesting just to really try to figure out what the product's going to be and how all the ingredients are going to come into play and how, you know, dealing with all the samples and try to see how to make them work the way I expect them to. So it's very fun that way. I know last year when the pandemic started, it was kind of scary from that aspect. I mean, it really impacted, especially my business, being a small business. So this impacted me a lot. And at the same time, still trying to build my brand. And with everybody that's already out there, you know, some of the larger brands, it's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? You know, so I was kind of scared at first. At the same time, I rebound myself back, you know, like over the summer and then through the holidays last year. So really try to progress and try to stay up to speed on everything and try to change course, basically, which I really didn't have any choice but to change course, just to really try to see other ways to get people to basically utilize my products and how it still can be something worthwhile to purchase. So definitely that, just loving what I do, is really keeps me motivated. Having help, I mean, I definitely couldn't do it on my own if I didn't have somebody to help out. At first, I was trying to do everything on my own, but I realized that, yeah, I can do that. So I had to incorporate some help, whether or not having a publicist with the social media aspect of everything. So just really try to get the help. And when it came to the packaging and so forth, so just really try to get all, basically build my circle and have some people just come in and help out where I see fit that they would actually. And then basically I'll just be behind and be like the brainchild, just to come in and like, hey, this is what I want to see. This is how everything should be done and so forth. And then we just bring everything to light.
What new products are you looking to launch in the future?
We currently have lip glosses, nail polishes, and sugar scrubs. But yeah, down the road, in the future, I expect to bring out some lipsticks, so the liquid lipsticks, and then the traditional lipsticks as well. And I definitely would love to get into the skincare side as well. So really just get into that sector of the beauty business. So just, so my mind is still, even though it's not out yet, it's not like I'm not in the process of like right now, try to wrap my head around it and try to see what I can put out there. So I am still like working on things and see how I want it to be, how to pan it out. And at least with the skincare line, when it comes down to that, I could definitely get my kids involved in that one and my husband. Let's see how this works on you, you know, with the skincare side of things. So I can get the help on that.
So how are you finding, you know, because we talk about balance between the family and the business, how are you managing to keep it all together?
At first, it was pretty tricky because I had a lot to take on. But yeah, over time, I've managed it. I think I've been doing pretty well so far. So basically, both my boys, they're involved in sports. So dealing with that, making sure I find time for that. And I definitely want to make sure I do, because I mean, before you know, my kids will be out of the house, be grown. So I want to make sure I spend as much time with them as possible. So I do make time for that, to spend time with them and go to their games and support whatever they do in the school and so forth. Then definitely make sure I spend time with my husband as well. And even my parents and my siblings. So really just try to have family time. I don't want to ever feel like I'm ignoring anybody, and definitely just don't want to be focused on work, work, work. Yes, I know I need to work, but at the same time, I know I need to take a break so I can relax and not stress myself out. And then plus come back. Once I do come back, I have some fresh thoughts and then really be focused and really know what I want to do.
You know, I'm sitting here flashbacking to my son being in a baseball tournament. And here I was writing a business proposal for somebody. I had my laptop and I am in between innings typing. If I can get this outline done, then I have everything I need to do, because this is something I'm thinking about right now. And so I have to get it on paper right now, even though it's between innings, because it's like germinating in my head. Once I finished it in the fifth inning, and I was able to shut my laptop and just watch the rest of the game, which they won. But it was just, people were hysterical, and it was like the life of a single mom. And I never missed my kids' games. It was so funny, because you are throwing all the balls in the air. And again, fortunately for you, your circle is your husband and your kids, and they are being really supportive. So how have they kind of pitched in? What was it like for the pandemic? What was the biggest shift for you that you saw?
The biggest shift for me personally, I was like, what am I gonna do now? So I was just stuck. Like, I don't know what's gonna happen with my business. Didn't know if, like, is it gonna fall apart? Is it, should I continue to keep going? And I mean, and at the same time, yes. There were times in the back of my mind, like, I don't know if I could maintain this, you know? I put in so much, but then now this is really impacting my sales with everything that happened last year. And just, I was just stuck last year, to be honest. And yeah, and just like I said earlier, it's just like more like when we got into the summer and then towards closer to the holidays, that's when things started really picking back up, and really having my publicists is working alongside them to see what we could do to try to steer, you know, get back on track and getting my brand out there. And get exposure, I guess, to Trail Beauty is here. We're still here. Just try to just communicate via social media as much as you can. I mean, really, when it came down to it, really, that's all you really had. So you had to kind of basically shift gears and really be 100% focused on social media. Even that's, and I understand, yes, that is a daily thing regardless, but just really everything had to be on social media because you couldn't go anywhere. So it's really getting that exposure, making sure I continue to keep that exposure. Was what really held me. Basically, I maintained the fact that, okay, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going. Yes, there will, at times you will have issues and there will be a stumbling block, something that will basically get me stuck. But same time, I know I had to keep moving. And my family, yes, they were still there. I mean, yeah, we talk about what's happening. I mean, yes, it's impacting my finances. Like, I'm dealing with my kids. I have other things to, you know, to deal with from a home perspective. So I basically found motivation and continued. And I mean, I'm still here. I mean, we're in the middle summer of 2021 now. So yes, I'm still here. I'm working through it. And,
and you know what?
Talking to you.
You know, yep. It's like, hallelujah.
Yes.
That we're tenacious enough. I mean, the creative business thinking that has gone on during this, it has been remarkable. And one of the things, you, when you were talking about social media, it really makes you realize that, you know, those numbers are real people.
Yes.
And they were real people that were going through this pandemic with you, you know? And so as soon as their finances start, you know, it's like, oh, great. And the holidays, and what a great gift, and doing a gift for yourself, you know, buying a little something for you, you know, all, but finding that niche and connecting to people on a one-on-one level is really what moves you along with social media. That's the biggest part of it, because they are, every one of those likes, every time somebody likes your post, take the time to think, because that's their hello. It is, that's their hello. It may take 50 likes before they ever make a comment. But if you never acknowledge that they came to your page, why are they going to bother? And it's one of the things I think that the pandemic has made people realize that, you know, again, it is the small businesses that are the backbone of this country.
Yes.
And the small business owners and us mompreneurs that are out there and raising our families and building our businesses and trying to inspire each other with our stories. So have you started reaching out to try to get your products into stores? Is that something on the horizon for you?
Yes, I definitely want to get to that stage as well. I haven't done that yet, but that is something else I've been considering as well. So I have to figure out a good pitch and make sure I have everything and all my ducks in a row before I start pitching, like going to the stores and so forth. So yes, I definitely am interested in getting my products in stores down the road.
I can so see you in laws that have those little boutique sections and things like that. Any, you know, consignment dress stores, things like that, you know, little things. It's out of the box thinking sometimes that sometimes the box needs to be a dot, you know?
No, I agree.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And so I'm excited for you. I look forward to seeing the evolution. As we're wrapping everything up, Nicole, what do you want to leave everyone with and let them know how they can reach out to you, please?
Yeah, I mean, definitely for all the moms who's out there really considering starting their own business, or even if you already have your own business, just definitely keep pushing forward. Whether you're a single mom or you have like a support system or not, just keep always have that drive to always do your best at whatever you do. And don't ever let somebody tell you that you can't basically multitask. I mean, that's basically what it is. You're multitasking with your family and so forth. So you just have, there's a lot of opportunities out there. Just don't ever give up. You could definitely, when it comes to my brand, I'm Citrell Beauty, definitely consider reaching out to me. Check out my products at www.citrell.com, and as well as on social media, on Facebook or Instagram at My Citrell Brand.
I hope people reach out. The links will be live on our show page. And Nicole, I want to thank you so much for joining us today here on Word of Mom Radio and sharing Citrell Beauty. It was my pleasure. For all of you tuning in, thanks so much. Thanks to our sponsors over at altwell.com. Take advantage. 25% off your first order. Go to altwell.com and use Altwell Mom as your code. And now we're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So till next time, this is Dori DiCarlo saying go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you. She is you. She is you.
Sure of herself. Yes, she takes care of biz. Powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is. Has integrity. Woman strong and true. You know her by name. See, this woman is you. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
She is you.
Adds value and hope. Has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late. Never time to behave. Reaching for dreams. Doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself. Unleashed from her cage. She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She is true.
She is true.
She is brave.
She is brave.
She is bold.
She is bold.
She is you.